Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hey, Sam. How you doing?
Hey, not bad.
This
I'm sorry.
This is Emiliano with Southwind.
Oh, okay. How you doing, Emiliano?
I'm all right.
Oh, nice. Yeah, just trying to get a hold of you. Looks like I got your web registration. Were you trying to get some information on the working capital? Was that the case?
Yeah, well, we got your guys' little mailer and wanted to see what it was about.
Okay, sure. Give me one second. I'm going to pull the file up so I can see exactly what we're working with here. All right. You're in Texas, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Nice. Yeah, I was making sure I hit that timeline correctly with the whole time difference.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, yeah, I got you. Is the business, it's Southwind Trucking LLC?
That's correct.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. In Fort Worth. All right. And, Emiliano, are you the 100% owner of the business?
No, I own 50%. And my dad owns the other 50.
Oh, okay. Cool. Cool. Gotcha. All right. And how long have you guys been in business?
We established in 05.
All right. Nice. And what kind of trucking do you do?
We haul U.S. mail, so we just get contracts with the government.
Oh, okay. All right. So we do have a lot of, you know, different programs within the whole umbrella term of working capital. It kind of depends on what your specific need is. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I can kind of point you in the right direction, give you some initial feedback here.
Okay. Basically, I just have a lot of high-interest equipment loans.
Oh, okay.
Not a lot of people want to give low interest to semi-trucks. So I just kind of wanted something lower interest to where I can pay them off and, you know, save money on the interest that we're paying.
Okay, I gotcha. All right. Do you have any idea of how much you were looking for?
It'd be between $50,000 to $75,000.
$50,000 to $75,000, okay. All right. And then how many equipment loans are we talking here?
Well, I don't know if it's like a refinanced sort of deal that you guys do, but we have, I don't know off the top of my head, but it'd be probably about 3 or 4.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit more. Some of them are really slow. I just wanted just like one loan so I can pay them off, because some of them I owe like $5,000 or $2,000, but they're still very high interest.
Sure.
So just go paying them off. I mean, the payments on those are like $500 or $600 a month.
Okay. And are they all on monthly payments?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. All right. Let's see. Okay. And then what do you guys do for your gross annual sales, like top line revenue?
This year should be about $3
million. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right, and then any idea how soon you wanted to bring the funds on, if everything were to work out?
As soon as possible would be fine.
Okay, are we dealing with any specific time crunch or time frame that we...
No, not at all. I mean,
okay.
I'm just tired of paying just all the extra money per month.
For sure, I gotcha. Okay. Now, have you... Are all of these loans financed through separate lenders?
Well, let me take a look real quick. Some of them are, but hold on. I have 1, 2, 3. I have 4 through one lender, or 5 actually through one lender, and then... all the other ones are separate lenders.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. And then do you have kind of a general idea of where the interest rates are falling on those?
On the one that I have 5 lenders, they're about 21%.
Oh, okay.
And then I have one other lender that's at 29%.
All right. Okay, and have you been making all of the payments on time?
Yes, we have.
Okay, good. Nice. All right. All right, so I got like a $50,000 to $75,000 range. Judging by what you guys do for your sales, that shouldn't be a problem to be able to get you that you know, that range. As far as, you know, use for the capital, I know we want to pay off the loans, absolutely, consolidate those, get a better rate, and save some money on your monthly output. Are there any other uses for any additional capital? I mean, if we got you approved for a larger amount, enough to pay the loans off and net additional capital, sometimes, the reason I ask, sometimes those are requirements in a few of the programs, depending on the types of loans that you have. So if that's the case, is there a use for any additional capital?
Yeah, we're looking into buying like a little mechanic shop that's for sale.
Oh, okay.
You know, we could use the portion of the funds to put down on that shop.
Okay, nice. Is that kind of just like an expansion plan? Is that a different branch of the business almost?
Yeah, just don't want to put all my eggs in one basket.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always good to be looking for, you know, other forms of revenue, any type of expansion. All right. Okay. And then how about as far as the personal credit goes for both you and your dad, do you know what that looks like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
I have depending on which one you read, about 660 to 680. And
okay.
My dad is the same way. And just so, you know, we don't waste anybody's time, my dad about 2.5 years ago, or actually about 3 or 4 years ago, sorry, about 3 years ago, when the market crashed in California,
mm-hmm.
their house went into foreclosure.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that would affect anything, but...
Very common. I work with a lot of customers that have gone through the same experience. I definitely still will have programs available.
Okay.
Obviously, it does come into play in getting an approval. It speaks to the quality of the file. But I will have options in place. Now, have you guys done a working capital loan before?
No. I don't know what they are. Are those like the ones that you pay back on a daily basis?
So some of them, a lot of them are structured to be paid back on a daily basis. Yes, not all of them are.
Okay, then yes, the ones that we paid back on a daily basis we've had.
Okay. So, I guess what I kind of want to know is like how familiar you are with the way the programs work. So if you guys have done those before, it's typically, you know, it's unsecured cash. It's deposited into your account. You can use it however you'd like, so you can spend it on, you know, different areas. But they're typically set up on shorter terms. So, okay. Now, do you have any of those currently out?
No, we don't. But the shorter terms that we were getting because we were trucking are 6 months, and the payment is higher than what it would be to refinance. So, I mean, if those are the ones that...
Oh, were you... So, have you looked into it, and that was kind of the feedback that you got?
Yeah, I mean, in the past, we've got one, and the interest was about 19% over 6 months, which it works out to just about the same, but then, I mean, I'm paying more a month than I was, you know, without refinancing or paying off the vehicles.
Sure, yeah, and that's our goal here, is to try to save your monthly output.
So.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, generally, the terms are shorter, so, and when I say shorter, I mean, there's a wide range. They go anywhere from 3 months up to 3 years.
Okay.
So, you know, I have programs typically for first-time borrowers with us, you know, when they're not existing customers. I see the top line of that being about 2 years, so 24 months.
Okay.
Now, also with that, credit does come into play in getting approved for those longer terms.
Right.
Now, my job, I mean, here on my end, what I'm supposed to do is get you approved for the largest amount possible and the longest term possible.
Okay.
And then we'll kind of work backwards from there. So I can give you options for the most at the longest, and then we can kind of tweak that to see, you know, what sort of terms come with it and match it up with what your monthly output is. And hopefully we can find something that makes sense for you where you're going to see a break on what your monthly output is right now.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Or is that what sound like what we're shooting for?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Okay, perfect. So we're on the same page. I think as far as basic information, you know, that's probably that probably puts us in a good point at a good point. Now, the next step is really just to get you guys approved to see exactly what we're working with. Now, to do that, I'm sure you're familiar with the process. It's pretty simple. It takes me usually about a day. We are very busy right now, just with it being the end of the month. We're coming up to Friday. That's usually our busiest day of the week, too. So depending on when I can get everything back, I should be able to get you an answer by the end of the day tomorrow, if it comes in today. If not, we're probably looking at sometime next week. But what I need from you, I can give you a short, I'll give you a brief rundown right now, but then I can also email everything to you as well.
That would be perfect.
Yeah. So, no worries. So basically what I'll need, it's a one page application. It's pretty basic information.
Okay.
Then we take a look at the most recent 6 months of your business bank statements.
Okay.
And then the most recent business tax return that you have. So did you guys file 2015 yet?
We have. Yeah, I need to get it from my accountant, but yeah, we have filed.
Okay, perfect. 2015, that makes it a whole lot easier. But really, that is the extent of what I need from you right now to get the initial approval.
Okay.
So, you know, I'll send you the email. The email, you'll have all of my direct contact information. You can send everything back to me by email or fax, whichever is easier for you. But like I said, once I get it in, it usually takes me about 24 hours for a turnaround.
Okay.
Now, let me just confirm the email that I have here for you. Looks like I have ea_barragan@hotmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So I'll put together the email right now, send it your way. Take a look at it. If you have any questions on what you need to get back to me, you can give me a call. You can email me. I'll get right back to you.
Okay, cool deal.
All right. Nice. Did you have any other questions while I'm here on the line?
No more questions.
Okay, perfect. If something does come up, let me know. Do you think we have a chance of getting that back in today to wrap this up this week?
I can get you most of the stuff. I don't know how quick my accountant's going to be to getting me the taxes, but I'll email her right now and
ask
for them. And then that way I can get them fairly quickly. I'll tell her it's on a ASAP sort of thing.
Okay, perfect. So I'll keep an eye out on it. And like I said, as soon as I get it in, I'll process it and, you know, get you an answer the next day.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.